This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's time for this, but Aaron's still got to do math or something.
When news matters to you, it matters where you get your news. Mm-hmm. If you are searching for news you can trust, then you are completely screwed. This is news or nope.
Erin bullied me into playing that one today. She was like,
because the listeners wanted.
One person texted.
Hey. Good evening. Actually, Tiaki's going to go first. I went first last time.
Good evening. It's a big day in history today. 1958, the Smurfs appeared for the first time. Big Smurf
Did
guy.
This is news. This is definitely news.
Mm-hmm. You like the Smurfs?
They were. You guys don't. Do you know what a Skags is?
No.
Skags?
Yeah. It was a. Like sort of, kind of almost an Osco drug meets a Kmart. So okay. it was kind of a department store.
Okay.
And they would have, what is this, 2 inches tall?
Yeah.
They had the mini figures. Mm-hmm. And like, I would
I
just
stretch
go
it
there.
To 3 inches, but.
You're bad at measuring things.
I would just, it's roughly. Roughly.
So I would go in there every day and beg my parents to buy one. I had Papa Smurf. I had Smurfette. I had, there were different ones you wanted. You know, they would just not come out and you couldn't get them. They'd have special accessories, like a wheelbarrow. There was one with a wheelbarrow.
Oh, cool. Things. Okay.
I loved the Smurfs. I think the animated Smurfs are stupid, though.
Oh.
Like
they, weren't they always animated? What?
Well,
the like newer ones.
Yes, the ones
remakes?
They did with like Hank Azaria as the bad guy. They're sort of the 3D Pixar-y kind of thing. I don't like those.
Okay. Also, big day. Apple unveiled the iPod back in 2001.
The iPod came out on the same day
on
as the Smurfs.
This day. Yep, November 10th.
Oh my God.
No, it went on sale November 10th. Today is
I
not
was
November
like, what?
10th. Today, good evening. Today is not November 10th. Back to you, Aaron.
You are so bad at this. I'm like trying to do that. I'm like, today's not okay.
It turns out that the average millennial's biggest regret happened 11 years ago. The math I had to do was what was 11 years ago. It was 2013.
2013
for millennials.
Is that math good? This is news, by the way.
Yeah.
So you're saying
what?
The biggest regret for millennials happened
in 2013,
and boomers was about 3 decades ago.
I'm not either of those. Does it say what the Gen X is?
Nope, just those.
Why did you name?
I thought you were.
Oh my God! What? You thought I'm a boomer?
Like on the beginning.
I'm not even
side
on the
of
cusp of boomer.
Well,
I'm an X through and through.
All right.
So, what was your regret from 2013?
That's when I graduated high school, so I have no idea.
So graduating would have been
no.
Your, that was gonna be. I graduated college, and that's for sure it. Nailed it. Where are my millennials at?
The music started again.
Good evening.
Yes.
The NBA season is back.
Oh, God.
And guess how much beer is costing as an average at these expensive stadiums?
Guess
hold
what?
Hold on.
It's got alcohol
it
in it.
It has been
so it's
a really long time, but it's time.
Sweet Life?
Nope.
Oh.
I noped it. I like.
But I want to know.
This whole
I want to guess.
Is news or nope? And I get to shut certain things down. The
but
Nuggets are great,
know.
But just bet. You really need to know the number.
$14 per beer. Is that
the average?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a guess?
Are you going to tell us or are you going to do the, oh, you said nope, so I'm not going to tell you?
I'll tell you.
Average price.
And are we going Price is Right rules or not?
Oh.
Yes. Can't, Price is Right rules.
Price is Right rules. So going over
is out.
Okay. Then $1.
Slacker is the winner. It's
$12.57.
$12.57 was an average for a beer.
Can I just say, I just attended an event, a Formula One event.
Mm-hmm.
Like a vodka tonic was $26.
Yeah, I believe that.
What are concerts like now?
I don't
drinks at concerts. I don't go to as many concerts as you, but it's like, it's horrifying. Like, oh, that's right. The labels buy you drinks. Goodbye.
Or the person I bring, because they're like, you got the tickets. And I'm like, they were free. But okay, buy me drinks.
Good evening. We're looking for a new co-host on the show. Yes, we're replacing Steve, but now we're also replacing Erin. She has abused her privileges.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
Nuh-uh. Because I'm not selling the tickets.
Nuh-uh is not an argument.
I'm still going. It's just that.
Did you think, nuh-uh? Did you consider that, Slacker?
News, no for nuh-uh.
Okay. Go ahead, Erin. Is this your turn?
Oh, we're still going?
Well, you've only done one story and brag about getting free stuff.
Today is National Horror
Movie
Day.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Today is National...
I can't, nope.
Today? Good evening.
There we go. The story has to start. Is this your first time on News or Nope?
I'm flustered.
Good evening.
Today's
the,
National
the
Horror Movie Day.
The music has run out.
What is scary is this?
I am going to start the music again, and then you're going to do it, okay?
Okay. Good evening. Today, it's a beautiful... It is national.
Can I have a timeout?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever thought what it would be like to just be driving in your car and hear this drivel? Like... I just wonder.
It's a recurring nightmare I have.
Right. No.
I wake up in a cold sweat. Oh
my God. Isn't there something better on? Like, you know how we were just talking about how much beers are at a concert and whatever?
Yeah.
Do you ever think that people are listening to us implode as bad as we are at this moment and wonder how much we get paid? They got to be going, God, what do you think?
It's too much.
You think they can afford a beer? I don't think they can afford a beer.
Yeah, Erin just said she can.
You know what I'm saying? Right. You think they just steal concert tickets to get free beer at things? Do you think that's what happens?
Yeah.
All right, I'm giving you one last crack.
Good evening. It is National Horror Movie Day. It is the season of scary movies. Watch a scary movie tonight. T-Hack, back to you.
Thanks,
We're
Erin.
Literally done, and we ended on that. Let's go buy beers.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.